From Paging America, April 29, 2026. The Week in Healthcare News. A federal appeals court will revisit a North Carolina lawsuit that has left state regulations on mifepristone on hold for nearly 2 years. The case arrived at the appeals court in June 2024, after U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Eagles struck down parts of the North Carolina law restricting mifepristone, including a requirement that only physicians could prescribe the pill. Both supporters and opponents of North Carolina's abortion restrictions said in 2024 that Eagles had erred in blocking some, but not all, of the provisions of Senate Bill 20 concerning mifepristone. App, judge refuses to block sending abortion pill by mail for now, but says FDA must finish review. HuffPost, the Trump admin wants to test drinking water for abortion and birth control pills. Why? Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court strikes down ban on Medicaid for abortion. AP, Wyoming judge blocks law that bans all but earliest abortions. Mother Jones takes a deep dive into the problematic clients of Jonathan F. But we're not in the clear. Louisiana's attorney general appealed the ruling. Louisiana Illuminator Merle asks Fifth Circuit to stop telehealth abortion pill prescriptions while court case plays out. Mitchell, an anti-abortion attorney with a penchant for taking on violent, abusive clients. The Trump administration is coming after your birth control. President Trump seems intent on killing Title X. This month, the Department of Health and Human Services quietly issued new funding guidelines that have effectively subverted the program's entire purpose. Instead of getting highly effective contraception methods to the country's poorest women so that they may decide if and when to have children, Title X under Mr. Trump seems aimed at getting more women pregnant, whether they want to be or not. In late March, Exposed by CMD published an excellent overview of efforts around the country to criminalize all abortions by so-called abortion abolitionists titled Abortion Abolitionists Play the Long Game. A couple of weeks ago, we reported that the CDC was delaying the release of a study showing benefits of COVID-19 vaccines beyond preventing the disease. Now we learn they are canceling its release entirely. The report showed that the vaccine reduced emergency department visits and hospitalizations among healthy adults by about half this past winter. The move, which has not been previously reported, has raised concerns among current and former officials that information about the vaccine's benefits is being downplayed because they conflict with the views of Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been an outspoken critic of the shots. Democrats are calling for the Trump administration to drop a proposal asking 65 insurance companies to provide monthly reports with detailed medical and pharmaceutical claims data of more than 8 million people enrolled in federal health plans. The New York Times, the Make America Healthy Again movement is cooling on Trump and Republicans. Six of the MAHA movement's most prominent leaders, who together have millions of social media followers, said in separate interviews that the mostly white, mostly female voters who followed Mr. Kennedy into Mr. Trump's camp are so disappointed with the president that Republicans risk losing them. They have nowhere to go, said Ms. Clark, who works for Turning Point USA, the right-wing organization founded by Charlie Kirk. They feel like their vote is useless. They have lost the energy. They have lost the enthusiasm. They feel like the Democrats don't care about them. They feel like the Republicans lied to them, and they're not planning on voting. The move comes as the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case surrounding the pesticide glyphosate ACA Roundup that could limit Americans' ability to sue pesticide companies. The PACs pushing the so-called MAHA agenda are in trouble. They aren't raising much money, and much of what they did raise is actually from Big Pharma, the industry they are most at odds with. Pete Hegseth says members of the military are no longer required to get a flu shot. The program has been a major factor in lower rates of hospitalizations among service members than national U.S. rates, according to Military Times. Experts are rightly concerned. Last August, RFK Jr. canceled a $500 million in funding for mRNA vaccines used to combat a wide array of diseases. We reviewed the science, listened to the experts, and acted terminating 22 mRNA vaccine development investments, Kennedy said. In February, Kennedy's FDA rejected Moderna's application for its mRNA-based flu vaccine. The stupidity of all of this became evident this week when a new study generated headlines like "New study finds mRNA cancer vaccine could be a game changer." Additionally, Pfizer researchers announced that an experimental Lyme vaccine had demonstrated more than 70% efficacy. Also, Moderna is launching a large-scale clinical trial of its mRNA bird flu vaccine, despite Kennedy's efforts to defund it. Meanwhile, anti-vaxxers are spreading a conspiracy theory that mRNA vaccines cause fast-spreading turbo cancer. Anti-abortion groups are mounting an effort to scuttle Casey Means' bid to become Surgeon General. Speaking of Means, her grifting brother Callie has a more than $25 million stake in a company that profits from health savings accounts being expanded by the Trump administration. After trying and failing to slash the budget of the National Science Foundation for the past 2 years, Trump fired an unknown number of its 25-member board with a form letter that gave no reasoning behind the dismissals. Keith Vinstashun, a board member since 2022, called the move a wholesale evisceration of American leadership in science and technology globally. Timothy McAfee, who headed the Office of Smoking and Health at the CDC from 2010 to 2017, describes the appointment of a former VP at a multinational tobacco corporation to a senior position at the CDC as opening a door that has been closed for decades, and letting the fox into the henhouse with open arms. Following RFK Jr.'s decision to stop recommending the Hep B vaccine for newborns, a new study published in JAMA found that even brief delays in Hep B vaccine initiation were associated with a substantial increase in HBV infections, adverse health outcomes, and healthcare costs. RFK Jr. on Capitol Hill. RFK Jr. continued with his tour of Capitol Hill last week. The board is set up to guide the nation's nearly $9 billion basic science funding agency. Here are some highlights. During the House Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee hearing, Rep. Lori Trahan DeMass pointed out that Kennedy's work to cast doubt on vaccines is causing people to forego shots for things he hasn't talked about. When asked about giving babies a vitamin K shot, Kennedy responded that he had never said anything about the vitamin K shot. "That's exactly the point," Schreer said. "You don't say anything about it. But the doubt you've created about all of medicine and science is causing parents to make dangerous decisions." Sen. Elizabeth Warren pressed him on Trump RX, pointing out that a number of drugs offered on the president's website are actually more expensive than the generic versions. "If you're buying a drug on Trump RX, there is a more than 1 in 4 chance that Trump's discount is actually a price hike," she said, saying it steers patients to more expensive drugs that are going to pad Big Pharma's profits. Rep. Raul Ruiz asked Kennedy about Trump's CDC director nominee, Dr. Erica Schwartz. "If Dr. Schwartz is confirmed, will you commit on the record today to implement whatever vaccine guidance she issues without interference?" "I'm not going to make that kind of commitment," he answered, but flip-flopped a day later. Throughout his appearances, Kennedy repeatedly denied he had anything at all to do with rising measles and flu infections. "The measles outbreak is not an aim.